Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You got to hear this. You got to hear about what's taking place. Well, the doctor was just on trial for murder,
this is,
right?
Kermit Gosnell from Pennsylvania, who ran an abortion clinic. And, you know, we originally spoke about on VFN Radio how the media was silent about this. I mean, this doctor here, horrific, bizarre practices. I mean, snipping spinal cords of aborted babies. And here just recently in Philadelphia, it looks like the judge has thrown out three of the eight charges of murder that he's facing. CBN is reporting on this. We want you to listen up.
The judge in the trial of a Philadelphia abortion doctor has thrown out three of the eight charges of murder he faces. Prosecutors charged Dr. Kermit Gosnell in the death of a 41-year-old patient and seven babies reportedly born alive. They told jurors the babies were killed by Gosnell and his staff by cutting their spines. Gosnell's attorney has argued that there was no scientific or objective evidence that they were born alive. Today, the judge dismissed three of the baby's murder charges without explaining why. Former employees have been convicted and testified against Gosnell, acknowledging that patients received anesthesia and labor-inducing drugs from untrained staff in squalid conditions.
Well, you think about it. It is amazing that this is taking place with they would drop these charges without even explaining what's going on.
Wow.
Yeah. We reported and we shared. I mean, this is horrific what's been happening at this clinic. Already former employees have been convicted and they've testified. They testified against this doctor. And they've acknowledged that patients have received anesthesia and labor-inducing drugs from untrained staff in horrible conditions. I mean, it's horrible. Still right now, there's remaining four charges for infant deaths. And, of course, he's also charged with a first-degree murder in a woman's death. And so, but there's no explanation, no nothing. Just completely just thrown out.
Right.
It's like, come on now.
Well, and so there's actually five additional charges that they're working on. Is that correct?
Correct.
And if there's eight?
Correct. Yeah, there's five additional charges.
This is the worst case. Yeah, the way that American law works, just so you understand this, if you don't, this is like a Roe versus Wade major. Mm-hmm. Can turn, and we're believing it's going to turn everything, because we've been praying, dear God, end abortion, send revival, that If this case is won against this doctor, it will change all the laws,
changes everything.
Every law based on abortion, understanding that then if that's the murder of this child, then all doctors have murdered the children.
Exactly.
And it's a big one to swallow, but, you know, I'm willing to give, you know, to prevent any future babies being born, to say, you know, whatever that was, let's just stop. Stop, you know, and they'll receive justice at the throne of God.
I'm sorry.
You know, and if they continue on, then at that point, you know, because they were doing under the law at that point, whatever law it was, just stop all abortions.
Right.
And if they win this case and he gets charged with murder, then that trumps Roe versus Wade. Trumps several cases.
Yeah.
And it says, let the decision stand. That's what they say. Let the decision stand. And then all of a sudden now they'll start basing new decisions off of that in their next decision. Not that logic applies to anything. Not that it applies to anything anymore. But based, if God lets us to continue to have America and lets us operate in our Constitution, that's very relevant.
Right.
That's very relevant. And so we got five more cases. And maybe they just removed the three that they thought that they might lose, and they went with, but they get the five in there.
Mm-hmm.
The five cases right there. You know, murder's murder.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Murder's murder. And join us in our prayer that we've been praying with many others, dear God, end abortion and send revival.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Now, what is this about the Associated Press? This is God's News Behind the News.
Yes.
And by the way, just so you know, too, that God's perspective, His Word's perspective about this abortionist doctrine, abortion, is that this is shedding of innocent blood. We cannot continue to think that God's going to bless our country with millions of children's innocent blood being shed.
Mm. Right.
And we have to stop it. And and if you haven't heard or watched Josiah yet on VFN TV, you need to listen to Josiah, because we are Josiah and we have to put an end to it by us making that decision. And that's you know, we always want to talk about what's the word's perspective of it. And God was so upset about the innocent bloodshed, he told Josiah, which was the best king that had ever lived according to what was spoken over him, before him and after him, was because of the innocent blood, it still was going to come. The storm was going to come, and God's people were going to go into captivity. And it happened just like, you know, God said it would. So you need to understand that. Go watch Josiah on VFN TV. Go to VFNTV.com. And in the middle of your menu, it says VFN TV. Click on that, and you'll see several prophetic teachings there. And one is Josiah.
Right.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.